What is happening, everybody? You're now tuning in to the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have another hot show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a returning guest who is here to talk about her new CD release titled Hot Sauce, which debuted on number one on Billboard Smooth Jazz charts. She continues to demonstrate excellent musicianship and contemporary melodic flavor on all of her compositions. Please put your hands together and welcome saxophonist and vocalist Jessie J. How's it going, Jessie?
Hey, Spud.
Hey.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jessie. Thank you so much again for, you know, returning to the show and, you know, bringing me this excellent work that you just completed with Hot Sauce. Man, from start to finish, I can't say enough about it. It's one of my faves.
Oh, thanks, man. And thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your show again. It's nice to be back.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, the last time we talked about was back in 2009, and you just released True Love. Tropical Rain was my favorite song on that CD, but now I just have a quick three of them I just want to shoot your way on Hot Sauce, which really stood out to me. The first song, Remember the Night, was instantly a radio hit when I heard it. I said, God, man, this is a hit. This is going to be charting very soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, your single Hot Sauce, of course, title of the CD is just excellent work. And Meant to Be, believe it or not, it was another one of my favorite songs on the CD. And all of the songs from start to finish was very contemporary with the Latin jazz feel as the foundation. And it just really blended well. It's very memorable. And I just really appreciate the musicianship that you had on the CD. And it was just really put together well. You and Paul did an excellent job, Jessie.
Thank you. You know, I was really blessed to work with some amazing musicians on this project. Like you mentioned, Paul Brown. We also had guest artists like piano legend Joe Sample, Harvey Mason, Ray Parker Jr., Greg Carucas, and then the usual suspects like Roberto Valli and all those guys. They did an awesome job.
Now, how did you get a chance to collaborate with all the heavy hitters? I mean, from Paul Brown, of course. I know you and him have a long-standing relationship in the studio, but you got Joe Sample, who I'm a huge fan as a keyboardist, of course. And, you know, you got Ray Parker Jr. from the funk background and Harvey Mason, who's just a tremendous drummer from 4Play. I mean, how did all of those guys get together in this project?
You know, it's interesting how everything happens, and I really do feel like everything happens for a reason. But in 2008, I was invited to the KSBR Bash, and I was performing there my song, Tequila Moon. Joe Sample was also there as a surprise guest. He was performing one of his hit songs, Put It Where You Want It. And it just so happened that I happened to be a huge Joe Sample fan. I know a lot of his music already, so I asked him, Joe, can I play with you? I love this song. And he just said, grab your horn. So I hit the stage with him, and you know, at the end of the song, again, we had such a great musical chemistry. We couldn't really end the song. We were having such a fun time just jamming back and forth, trading licks. And after that, after our performance together, I said, Joe, look, I really want to work with you one day. Let's make it happen. And this year, he was around, and I, you know, was around, and I was pursuing, you know, my new project, and I'd been talking to him about it, so it worked out perfectly that we were able to write and record two songs together, Rainbow Gold and Last Night.
Wow. You know, it's always cool, you know, being a fan of other musicians myself. I'm a huge fan of a lot of guys out there, and, you know, just to have the opportunity to not only play and rehearse with them, but to have these guys on your album, you know, an experience that's unforgettable, and I'm truly sure you're going to just cherish those moments on this particular CD. Just, you know, who's been on is playing on it, and again, it's just really great work. You know, I totally agree with you.
Oh, thank you. And it's funny too that the reason that I worked with Harvey Mason is because we played at a jam session together.
Wow.
The Jakarta Jazz Festival is an amazing, you know, event in Jakarta. All the musicians go, George Duke, you have everyone from like Marcus Miller, you know, straight ahead jazz acts, and then smooth jazz acts, Latin jazz, everything, world music. So at the end of the night, everyone gets together in the lobby and they jam until 4 a.m. And it just so happened that Roy Hargrove and I were playing on a tune, just an old standard like Oleo or, you know, some rhythm changes or something. And after, I didn't know Harvey Mason was out there, because 4Play was performing at the festival. And after I played the set, I went and hung out with him. And he said, oh, he's like, I really, you know, appreciate your respect and tradition for the classic jazz, you know, the straight ahead stuff, because that was my my main event when I was in college and in high school, and after that I still do study a lot of straight ahead music, because he studied that as well. He's from the same, you know, element. He played with Grover, he did all the straight ahead jazz, and now he's doing contemporary, and he's amazing. So after that we kept in touch, and he's the one that said, I really want to work with you. And so again, on this project, I had the opportunity to put the band together. He was one of the first people that I called, and I have a feeling that we're going to do more stuff together. He's local here in LA. I've already run into him a bunch of times, and we're actually working on something together now, so it's going to be great.
Nice. You know, I had the opportunity to interview Harvey last year, along with all the Foreplay members, and, you know, just speaking to Harvey, you know, not only as a drummer, but his ear for production, I mean, he's just there. As a producer, and it's just really nice to get that experience, and his insight on production, really putting those projects together. And, you know, again, for me, it was just an honor to talk to him one-on-one. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you. You know, Jesse, when composing your material, do you typically work with a team of writers and producers to start the material, or does it vary from project to project?
You know, it varies from project to project. In this particular instance, since I was going to be working with Joe Sample, we thought it would be great to collaborate on these songs together. And for Rainbow Gold, we wanted to create something that was kind of, you know, a timeless piece, something that could have been heard in the 60s, 70s, 80s, or even today. So we went for just a very also sensual song, because he said one of the things that he really, you know, admired about my playing was that, you know, being a female musician, there's that whole other side of the saxophone that, you know, can come out. So he said, let's really focus on that. Let's make it a sensual piece, soulful and sensitive. So we went for those elements. And I think, you know, he did a great job of bringing that out in me. And also, you know, he did his thing. He was Joe Sample all the way through. Yeah. And his voicings are what is amazing to me. I love to listen to his piano voicings. You know, piano is my first instrument. So I got to sit with him quite a bit and just check out how it was creating the sound for the chords. And writing with him, we actually wrote a lot over the phone, which was interesting, because he would play something from Texas, where he lives in Houston, over the piano. He'd be like, check this out. And then I would say, okay, what are you playing? And then I would play it here, you know, just the bass line. Yeah. And then I would play my sax, and then I'd say, what do you think about this on top of that? And so we went back and forth quite a bit like that. We did some writing in San Diego when he had a show at Anthology. I met up early with him at his hotel, and we played through some material together and kind of wrapped up the finishing writing touches. But it was definitely an experience.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Joe Sample, Jesse. It's always interesting to me, every musician that I encounter that is a keyboardist, you know, how various phrasings we can add in our style. You know, we can listen to one track and we got four different keyboard players in the room, and everyone's going to have their own style and dynamics and different phrasings to overlay on the foundation of the track.
And even being in the studio together with Harvey and Ray and Joe, we were having so much fun, because it was actually Joe's birthday was coming up the following weekend, so we celebrated it at the studio with some, you know, great wine and also some funny stories. Oh, yeah. Ray and Joe worked together in Detroit quite a bit on the Motown session, so they were just story after story cracking us up. And I learned a lot from just being in their environment, just learning about how music was back in the day, how things have changed, and how things have also stayed the same. It's all about making great music that lasts a lifetime. So, you know, people like that really understand the concept, and I respect them to the highest regard.
Definitely. You know, your style as a saxophonist, to me, has a lot of combinations for a lot of different styles of music, jazz being one of them, heavy, and especially with your Latin background. In your words, Jesse, describe to me your style as a saxophonist. I mean, what are some of the key elements that you really try to implement in your compositions to really make you stand out from the other saxophonists that are out there?
On this album, we knew we were going to be working with the song Hot Sauce. So the elements of the CD were going to be a contrast between cool and hot, like the Miles Davis quote.
Yeah.
What's cool can be hot, what's hot can be cool, but cooler hot man, jazz is jazz. So we wanted to have a strong contrast between Hot Sauce and In a Sentimental Mood, which is very cool and laid back. And then we have another hot song, one of your favorites, Meant to Be. We have another cool track, Rio Grande, which is about a river, you know, that divides Mexico and Texas. So this album was very artistic in that it had a concept, and we were going for a theme. My last album was all about love. finding love in the tropical rainforest, and you know, all of that story that I told you last time.
Yeah.
And then this one was all about the hot and cool elements of jazz. And this one, I think, is more jazz-oriented than my previous work. My previous work was more of a Latin pop instrumental album, my album True Love. And then Tequila Moon was more of just an organic piece where everything was put together sort of like a puzzle. But since it was my first album, we didn't have a strong concept when we started it. We just started and said, let's see what happens. And, you know, we came up with the 11 songs that are on that CD. So, but the pleasure for me was being able to work 2 years in advance on this project, working song by song, and then working again with Paul Brown. And for the songwriting, I just look at it as a very organic approach. I try to write when I'm in an inspired mood, so I don't force it, but luckily I'm often inspired. So whenever I feel inspired, I always respond to that by writing music, recording it, or playing it. That way I get the energy, you know, from the moment into a tape so I can hear it back later, like in GarageBand or however I can record it. Sometimes I use my phone. Sometimes I use, you know, my flip camera. Yeah. It's whatever I have closest to me is how I record music. And then, as a saxophonist, I love to listen to the jazz greats like Joe Henderson, Stanley Turrentine. Recently I got to play with David Sanborn, which is a huge inspiration of mine. And I just try to keep things fresh. Also by changing up the style of music that I listen to. So I don't only listen to jazz. I don't only listen to Latin music. I try to listen to a lot of vocalists. Sometimes I'll just surf the radio and see what else is out there, what's hot right now, what's going on in the production. And but basically, you know, I try to stay true to myself. And, you know, one thing that I do recommend, you know, for up-and-coming artists and stuff like that is to be unique, be individual. Be proud of who you are and really, you know, accentuate the beauty in that.
No, I totally agree with you, Jess. You brought up a lot of valid points. So much we can definitely talk about on a part two show. But one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, you've mentioned, you know, forcing inspiration and forcing the creative moment when you're recording. You know, I think a lot of times as creative artists, we're under the pressure of a schedule, you know, if there's a CD release. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we really just can't get the material together. And, you know, and it brought up good points that, man, you write and create when you're in the right mindset to create.
Exactly. Because if you force it, then it sounds forced. And people hear that. They don't feel the freeness that's coming out of you as your instrument.
Right. And the last thing you want to do is get away with talent. You know, if we have some sort of talent, sometimes the average person will hear us play and it's like, oh, man, you're great. But, you know, inside of it's like, well, man, I could have did, you know, so much better. I'm just really getting away to play some basic advanced chops just to impress a few people. But, you know, when you're in that lab, if it's 100% of your full potential or if it's something you're really just putting down, just getting away with it, just trying to finish a job. So, yeah, I never want to force that creativity.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that you've been touring a lot this year, and as far as last year too, has the crowd been receptive to the new material?
Yes, you know, everyone has been so fabulous, and I can't ask for, you know, a better year. This year has really been an outstanding year, probably the best for me as a musician career-wise. You know, having the number one CD has been a big goal of mine since I first started playing music. So that was a huge honor. And one of the artists that I'm performing with now, Christian Castro, was just nominated for a Latin Grammy. So I feel very honored to be working with him as well.
Nice.
And I feel like, you know, when you plant a tree and you water it, you keep on watering it and you just watch it grow. I feel at this point in my career, you know, I can see the growth, I can see the crop. And it feels nice to be able to say, okay, I've been working hard and it's paying off. So it's a great way for me to continue to, you know, put it in fifth gear and just keep going because, you know, hard work does pay off and you know, being on your show and having fans that really appreciate the music and the artwork is a big deal for me. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening to your show and thank you, Spud, for supporting the music and, you know, helping it reach the audience.
Oh, no, that's my primary mission. Aside from releasing my own material, you know, I always wanted to create some sort of gateway for the true musicians out there who wanted to find out what are the professionals and these heavy hitters guys are using. But sometimes just gives you that extra sense of validation when you hear from the source. So, you know, thank you guys and everyone who's been on my show for taking their time and coming up with new creative ideas and sharing their work experience and their musical journey with everybody. It's just tremendous. No, thank you, Jesse. You know, I feel that more and more bands and musicians are really hitting the road and, you know, performing and promoting their works. You know, is this a good thing for you, or does it take time away from creating new music for up and coming CDs?
Well, I think every artist has a challenge. So for me, the original challenge that I had was just carrying my horn because it was too heavy for me when I was a little girl. You know, I couldn't carry it home. I had to walk home. What was I going to do?
Sure.
So that was my first challenge. It's always going to be a challenge. I mean, and then I started playing more than one instrument. I played piano and sax. So how was I going to practice both? I had to make more time to do both. And now, you know, I'm a composer, arranger, and saxophonist, and, you know, I sing and stuff. So it seems like it's a challenge if you make it a challenge. So for me, now I get the opportunity to be direct with fans on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all these great outlets, and I'm really embracing the change because artists do now need to be more active on the internet. They need to also be on tour more because that's where people buy CDs and merchandise. So for me, when I see something, I really just understand it in my brain and I go for it. So I don't like to oppose change. I like to, like, you know, try to be one step in front of the change. So for me, it's a great opportunity, like, you know, just to be one-on-one with everyone.
Right. You know, speaking of change, Jesse, you know, you mentioned with the industry changing, you know, changing and marketing and promoting yourself has changed over the past 10 years, you know, with the industry, with the internet and things. You know, what steps have you taken and maintained as your campaign to promote your CDs and also yourself as a session player or to be featured on another artist's CD?
Well, luckily for me, you know, my first CD came out in 2008, 3 years ago. So I've been a part of this changing cycle from the very beginning. And for me, it's fun to connect on Facebook with my friends and meet fans. So I don't have any problem with it, but I do know that there's more of an importance to do that. I've noticed that some of the other artists that haven't embraced it as much are probably, you know, now embracing it more. So I can see how it's an important part of a career now. But you can also hire people to do it for you if you don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
I know some people that do that as well. For me, I like to do it, so I do it myself. But I think that all artists should be active socially on the internet.
I totally agree with you. I'm one of the people who are hands-on with promoting and responding to different emails that are coming in with questions. And for me, I love being hands-on for a couple of reasons. I love the other people who have that sense of validation that, you know, their voice is heard. It's like, gosh, man, is he going to write back? And, you know, I can remember coming up, and I was always waiting for that reply to come back to me, you know. So I just love being in touch with the people who listen to the show and other musicians out there who are willing to collaborate on various projects remotely. Because I'm a huge advocate for working virtual. a lot of my projects I throw my way from. Oh, yeah. I mean, now it's like I get projects, you know, from different states and offers and things. And, you know, 10, 15 years ago, that wouldn't be possible unless you're going to fly me in somewhere. So, you know, having that hands-on and just, you know, working your way through the internet with Twitter, Facebook, and whatever your personal website that you've created, it's essential in this business now. So, yeah.
I agree. Yes, definitely.
You know, with all of your experience as an artist and your collaborations with other industry veterans like Paul Brown and Joe Sample, is there anybody else out there you haven't recorded yet that's on the Jesse J radar for future projects?
Yes, there is, but it's a secret.
Oh.
I don't like to talk about it until it's already happened.
Nice.
So, like Joe Sample, I knew I wanted to work with him probably 2 years before I actually worked with him. So it's just something that I kind of keep to myself for a little while until it becomes, you know, real. But there are people, I already have my next project in my head. So now I just have to bring it to life.
Nice. It's in the works. That's all that matters.
And I'm definitely open to working with all different styles of musicians, different artists. I've had the opportunity to work recently with, you know, Jonathan Fritzen from Sweden. He sent me, talking about being virtual, he sent me the tracks here. I recorded them, sent them back. They went on his CD. And also on my album, Saunders Thurmans is a vocalist from New York. He sang In a Sentimental Mood. He recorded his part in New York. I recorded my sax here in LA. So there's so many things that can happen now because we're mobile. We have internet. We have, everyone has Pro Tools. We can just do it in an airport. You know, it doesn't even matter anymore. So
yeah,
we're really blessed with that opportunity.
You know, we're approaching the ending year of 2011 already. I mean, this year just flew by so fast, Jesse. What's on your plans for the end of 2011 and also planning for 2012 now?
Yeah, everything flew by. Well, I'm still promoting my brand new CD, Hot Sauce. It's been out for 2 weeks. So tomorrow I have shows here in Los Angeles. I'm going to Miami to do some television shows there and some press work, as well as Florida. I have a show with Ed Calle, who's a fantastic Latin jazz saxophonist. We're going to be performing together in Orlando. Then I'm going to be back in LA for a CD release party here with The Wave. Then I'm going to have a week off. So I'm really looking forward to the week off, because then that's when I can recoup and kind of rest a little bit. And then I'm hitting the road again. We're going to be at the JW Marriott in Phoenix for a jazz festival. Then I have more jazz festivals in Florida. And then I have some other dates with Latin pop artist Christian Castro. And then I'm performing at the Midwest Clinic in Chicago. And, you know, I just am always constantly moving, because I feel it's a great way to keep the music out there and to grow as an artist, to be surrounded just, you know, by music all the time. So I try to stay busy doing projects that are, you know, really fulfilling to me.
Nice. Well, Jesse, it's been a true honor and a pleasure to talk to you again. You know, coming back with your experience and your CDs and the work that you've done is always inspirational for me to listen to. You definitely got a spot here at the Producer's Corner. I would love to have you back and talk about your new musical endeavors.
Thank you so much, Spud. It's a pleasure to be back with you. Thank you for supporting live music and for helping to connect the fans to the musicians. And, you know, I would love to be back anytime.
Sounds good, Jesse. Well, you have a safe 2011 and a 2012, and the best of luck to you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. And a big shout out to Jesse J for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. Always a pleasure talking to Jesse. She's a really talented musician, and her new CD, Hot Sauce, is definitely on point for the musicianship that's going on the album. The production and the engineering sounds great. It's just really mixed well. It's on fire. For more information on Jesse J, hit her website up at www.jessiej.com, and that's Jesse J, JESSYJ.com, www.jessiej.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit me up at www.spudtootight.com, www.spudtootight.com. And I'm also available on iTunes as a podcast, so if you have a Mac, a PC, an iPhone, or an iPod, or an iPad, open up the iTunes store, type in the Producer's Corner with Spud Tootight, click on my image, and you have a list of my past and current interviews as well. And to close out the show, I'm going to let the track that's playing in the background close out the show. And the title of the track is called Meant to Be, and it's off Jesse J's newest CD, Hot Sauce. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.